Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, the bye week edition. I'm Paul Allen. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and the player is starting linebacker slash middle linebacker Aaron Henderson. Congratulations on the victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, to get to two, you need one, and that was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big one for us. To be able to band together and go over there to London, spend the week together, it was huge for us to come out there with a win. You know, that was the big thing the whole time we was over there. We're just never losing sight of what was important and why we were there for. And so to go out there and perform the way that we did and play the way we did was huge for us.
Did you enjoy the early stages of the week, the peace and the tranquility of the Grove outside of Watford where you guys practiced?
I think it was a little difficult at first, playing the game on Sunday and having to leave Monday night. And as soon as we got to London, we had an event that we had to go to for the NFL Play 60. And then you had to travel another hour before you actually got to the Grove Hotels. But once we got to the hotel and we were able to settle in and get into some kind of rhythm of the schedule, it was pretty nice to be out there with just the guys and, you know, a chance for us to kind of, you know, get back together and remember, you know, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish.
Did you try any kidney pudding?
I did not. That doesn't sound too good.
What about puka pie? Chips with curry?
Nope. None of the fun stuff, I guess.
Standard American fare while you're
pretty
in
much,
England.
I ate what Gigi provided to us and called it a day.
What's your overview defensively for what you guys did through the first four and what you need to do better to win, obviously, more than one game?
I feel like we've gotten progressively better as the games have went on. People starting to understand better where the run fits are going to be, where the action is going to happen at, what other people are doing, what other responsibilities the guys have, so where their help may be and where they can rely on other people to be at, and then also gaining that trust in one another, knowing that that person's actually going to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. So I think we'll continue to progress, and it's a matter of us, you know, taking care of the big plays and continuing to force turnovers. I think is going to be a huge thing for us.
Aaron, after the way you guys lost to the Bears at Soldier Field and the Browns at Mall of America Field, and here comes Ben, and he's inside the 10, not to beat you, but to potentially tie it. How important was it to you guys to close it the way you did, with Everson Griffin doing what he did? Kevin Williams recovered it. On a night, Greenway had a pick. You guys had a bunch of sacks. Jared Allen had 2.5. You closed somebody out. That had to mean a lot.
It's a huge confidence boost for your team and your defense, especially after being in situations to win the games 2 weeks in a row. And being unsuccessful, it's a huge opportunity, a huge, you know, boost for the team and for the morale to be able to go out there and get it done. And now you know when put in that situation, when faced with it again, that you are more than capable of doing it. It's just a matter of executing and making sure that we stay on the details of it down to the very last second.
Last one. Assuming you stay healthy all year, Chad Greenway has led this team in tackles 5 consecutive years. You're off to a great start with tackles. Harrison Smith can also tackle. We still have a lot to go, a long way to go in the season.
A lot of football.
What do you think your chances are you end the season as the leading tackler?
I'm hoping to dethrone Chad. I gave him a little, I messed with him about it a little bit the other day on the airplane coming back from London. He knows it, though. He's aware of it. It's something that he pays attention to, too. So it's a little friendly race between the two of us, and I think it's only going to make us better at the end. You know, it's going to be two guys running to the ball, trying to fly around, and like you said, with Harrison and company as well. You know, everybody's trying to get a taste. Everybody's trying to, you know, get some of the action. And so I think it'll be a good thing for the team in the long run that you have guys that are trying to race to lead the team.